The two grabbed their sacks from the hooks by the door and left the classroom, filtering into the long hallway. Gray and white streaks ran through the marble walls and floors, and though they should have shone with the same gleam as the training room, hundreds of busy students took a toll on the aesthetics of the building. Age had probably something to do with it, too. The school had been around for more than 3 centuries, or something like that. Mackay could never remember. His history book had more doodles than actual notes. As Roran double-stepped to the slate stairwell, a spring-green winged girl trotted down the same stairs. They collided. Roran fell to the floor, and the girl caught herself on the iron railing. Mackay helped Roran to his feet.
You okay? Yeah, if someone would watch.
He looked up.
Oh, Kyla. Sorry.
Rusty!
Kyla cringed.
Are you okay?
She picked up her fallen book, adjusted her skirt, then descended the rest of the way. He'll be fine. Now he's got a real bruise to go with the one on his ego. Mackay nudged him in the ribs. Roran popped his jaw.
Come on.
He grabbed his bag and slung it over his shoulder.
What happened to "you're the best, Roran," or "you'll take first for sure"? Want me to get pissed at you again?
Mackay laughed. I'm only trying to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. Kyla's wings flared, just a little.
Really? You beat him?
Roran's face deepened a shade darker than rust, closer to burnt orange. She added, it's just one match.
Easy for you to say, Kyla. You're gonna own your family's department store someday. You're set.
Roran shoved his hands in the pockets of his jeans.
Mackay's right. You'll do wonderfully. I bet you'll make officer training with your rank, no problem. Just have fun for now.
Kyla's smile had more of an effect on Roran, and he seemed to let go.
And you, Mackay? What are you gonna do after you finish up school?
It was a normal question, something anyone would ask. Mackay had avoided answering so far, but he'd graduate soon. There wasn't time to brush it off.
What could he say?
I don't know was a dumb answer for what you plan to do with the rest of your life. But that was the problem. He didn't know. Just about everybody else had a plan, or at least knew a post that matched their skills. Some would join the military, like Roran, and others excelled at things like math or found certain subjects fascinating. They had direction. All this talk about future plans tied his stomach in knots. He didn't want to worry about it now, not later either. Maybe someone would just tell him what to do.
Kyla waved her bright hand in front of his face. Woohoo, you in there?
Yeah, sorry, I was thinking. Don't stress your brain too hard, Roran snickered. Let's get going.
Mackay left the stairwell behind, heading down the hall. The walls seemed narrower than usual, the ceiling lower, and every step brought him closer to the end of everything he'd known so far. He let his eyes linger in a long blink, then breathed in and out. Everything was normal. His friends, the school, life, for now. Kyla double-stepped to the classroom door, glancing backwards.
I bet you want to be the wing councilman like your father.
Bleh, he replied. Politics, not my thing.
Her wings tucked on instinct as she went inside, and Roran followed close behind. Mackay kept walking.
Roran popped his head out. You got history, too.
I forgot something.
Okay.
Roran slipped back inside. Mackay hurried further down the hall as other students disappeared into their rooms. Classes would start soon, and they'd probably notice him ditching. He didn't care about history. Half the time, they'd probably discuss the upcoming trials, those graduating, and the questions would come again. Damn it, what did he want to do with his life? His father was the councilman, and of course he wanted Mackay to succeed. Mother, too. They both expected him to do something great. Following father's footsteps wasn't really an option, even if he wanted to. He was sure to disappoint both of them. It was as if everybody assumed he had some awesome plan, that he'd make his mark on Illyrin. Doing what? Drawing? Huh, like that earned him respect. He might be good at fighting, but not like Roran. Good instincts don't make good soldiers. Passion does. If only he had some for anything. The bell tolled in the tower, vibrations running down the height of the school. His peers were all safely in their classrooms, ready to learn, to make plans, to go on and do something with themselves. He was alone in the hallway. He didn't belong. He had to get out of there. And he knew just the place.